Foss, my old friend, my beloved cat, the only one who really understands me, the only one who sympathizes with my extreme fear of large dogs, who knows about my terrible demon, who knows about they. Don't worry, Foss. It is not they. It is only the Pobble. The Pobble who has no toes. He's a friend. The Pobble who has no toes had once as many as we. When they said,
"Someday you'll lose them all,"
he replied,
"Fiddle-dee-dee."
And his Aunt Jobiska made him drink lavender water tinged with pink.
Oh, she said,
"Well, general news, the Pobbles are happier without their toes."
The Pobble who has no toes swam across the Bristol Channel. Before he set out, he wrapped his nose in a piece of scarlet flannel.
But his Aunt Jobiska said,
"No harm can come to his toes if his nose is warm. And it's perfectly known that a Pobble's toes are safe, provided he minds his nose. Oh, oh, oh."
The Pobbles are busted well, and when boats or ships get near him, he tinkle, 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 the bells, and oh, 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 the world can hear him.